Some will see it as a prudent move, others guilt by association. Yesterday, Governor Pat McCrory announced he's asked the federal government to cease resettling Syrian refugees in North Carolina. He was one of at least 23 governors, including Nikki Haley of South Carolina, to do so. WFAE's Tom Bullock examines the arguments over whether or not Syrian refugees are a threat.
For many, there are two moments that define how they feel about Syrian refugees. They both deal with death. First, a photograph of a Syrian toddler washed up on a Turkish beach. The public response was overwhelming, says Jen Smyers, a director with Church World Service, one of the nine groups officially tasked with resettling refugees, including Syrians, in the United States.
We were literally, all of us across the country, on back-to-back-to-back-to-back phone calls from people who wanted to help.
That was in September, roughly 2.5 months before a Syrian passport was found near the body of a suicide bomber outside a stadium in Paris. The Islamic State, based in Syria and Iraq, quickly claimed responsibility for the attacks in Paris. And the extremist group released an online video saying they would also attack Washington, D.C. Not long after, Governor Pat McCrory made this announcement.
Because of the most recent attacks in Paris and the very real possibility that one of the terrorists entered France as a recent refugee, I am now requesting that the President and the federal government cease sending refugees from Syria to North Carolina.
Before being resettled in any state, all refugees must pass screenings by the UN, the U.S. State Department, and the Department of Homeland Security. Governor Pat McCrory has questions about the veracity of those checks.
The federal government has made statements that they do a thorough security check. I don't know how that's done.
Adding he would trust the government more if they shared more information with authorities on the 59 Syrian refugees that now live in North Carolina.
To date, we have received almost little or no security information about those refugees, on their backgrounds, even possibly their names in certain circumstances.
It's an argument Jen Smyers doesn't buy.
That's not accurate. In fact, every single local refugee resettlement agency works hand in hand with every state's refugee coordinator.
North Carolina has at least 5 refugee coordinators working at the Department of Health and Human Services. This year, Smyers and Church World Service have resettled 25 Syrians in North Carolina. And she says each time they've passed on all information to state officials.
Refugees are the most scrutinized and vetted individuals to travel to the United States.
Becoming a refugee in the United States, she says, is much more difficult than getting a tourist visa.
Every single refugee goes through multiple multi-layered background checks, including biometrics, name checks, biographical checks, in-person interviews with the Department of Homeland Security.
And unlike Europe, America has not been overwhelmed by a daily wave of hundreds, sometimes thousands of would-be refugees arriving on our shores in inflatable boats. As of this year, less than 2,000 Syrian refugees have been allowed to enter the United States, according to the government. The White House is calling for at least 10,000 more be relocated to the United States over the next 12 months. Still, even a number as low as 2,000 can pose problems. With the exception of an in-person interview, all those security checks rely on data being available. Late last month, FBI Director James Comey told the House Judiciary Committee, when it comes to a state like Syria, that data isn't always available.
The only thing we can query is information that we have. And so if we have no information on someone, they've never crossed our radar screen, never been a ripple in the pond, there will be no record of them there, and so it will be challenging.
Of the 7 attackers identified by authorities in Paris, just one was reportedly on a terrorist watch list. He was one of 4 French nationals believed to have taken part in the attack. One attacker may have entered France posing as a Syrian refugee, and that has yet to be confirmed. Jen Smyers believes this guilt by association for all other refugees is not just inaccurate, it's inhumane.
That's actually blaming Syrian refugees who themselves are victims of ISIS.
On this point, Governor Pat McCrory agrees, saying it's important for the state to continue
showing empathy to the people that are being also harmed by those same people that are becoming terrorists.
but it's empathy tempered with what McCrory sees as his primary responsibility.
And my job as governor is to protect the people of our state.
Which is why, he said, he has requested the federal government cease sending Syrian refugees to North Carolina. And request is the appropriate word. The federal government runs the refugee programs, and states do not have the ability to close their borders. McCrory acknowledged this, adding,
I expect the chief executive of our country to listen from the chief executives from our 50 states.
Speaking in Turkey on Monday, President Obama made clear where he stands.
Slamming the door in their faces would be a betrayal of our values. Our nations can welcome refugees who are desperately seeking safety and ensure our own security. We can and must do both.
Whether or not Americans welcome that effort may depend on which of those two Syrian refugee moments they find most powerful, the toddler on the Turkish beach or the sound of gunfire in Paris. For WFA News, I'm Tom Bullock.